Delay to indoor hospitality reopening likely is the lead story for the Irish Times this morning, with Jack Horgan-Jones and Naomi O'Leary reporting that government and official sources are expecting advice to stall the full reopening of restaurants and pubs beyond July 5th. They report that there are also concerns at senior levels of government that a delay may lead to further extensions, with the next window for reopening not arising until as late as autumn. Sources indicated to the paper that if a delay was recommended by NPHET and accepted, and if vaccine momentum was maintained, it was unlikely another extension would be needed. And on page 2 of that paper, in his analysis piece on how best to respond to Delta, Paul Cullen writes that the progress of the variant is an inevitable process, a sort of Darwinian natural selection on speed as a fitter strain of the virus gets the upper hand. We might push the progress back by a few weeks, during which more people can be protected through vaccination, but the end result will be the same, he writes, concluding that public health has performed well in tracking outbreaks since the spring. Effective testing and contact tracing are fundamental parts of a sustainable response to the virus. Yo-yo restrictions are not. The Delta variant also gives the Irish Independent its lead story this morning. Delta fears as 250,000 fly weekly in boost for air travel, is the headline above the paper's front page report that air travel is set to take off with up to 250,000 people passing through Dublin Airport every week despite growing fears over the Delta variant. The jailing yesterday of the former scout leader David Barry for the sexual abuse of 10 boys over many years is the main story for the Irish Examiner. He was walking around with not a care in the world while we all suffered in silence, is the striking headline above Liam Halen's report on the victim impact testimony heard yesterday at Cork Circuit Criminal Court. In The Independent, Ralph Regal describes how Ireland's scouting movement is reeling from the jailing of one of its highest profile former leaders, writing that for more than four decades he was regarded as Mr. Scouting on Leaside. He robbed us of our teenage years, is the front page headline for the Irish Sun. Yesterday's apology from the Gartha Commissioner Drew Harris to domestic abuse victims after thousands of their 999 calls were ignored is the main page one headline for the Irish Daily Mail, and it's also on the front of the Irish Times, with Conor Lally writing that investigating Gardaí are also examining 19,000 other cancelled emergency calls related to priority one crimes, such as sexual offences, assaults and burglaries. And there's lots of coverage, reaction and analysis of Britney Spears' impassioned plea for her father's court-ordered conservatorship to end. Considering the detail of what Miss Spears told the court, Melanie Finn in The Independent writes that to anyone who grew up idolising Britney, this all makes for very grim reading. Her life story is not quite a fall from grace, she writes, but a cautionary tale of the pitfalls of finding fame at such a young age. She should be applauded for having the courage to stand up and take a stance as she tries to regain the control she has been denied for the past 13 years.